Let's remember together some of the greatest TV and movie stars of yesteryear with the woman who knew them. Mary Jane Popp hosted radio and TV shows for nearly 5 decades, meeting these stars and getting them to share their real-life stories. You'll meet them up close and personal as Mary Jane searches her extensive archives for the best and brightest real star talk on Pop Star Talk. And here she is, Mary Jane Popp.
Mary Jane at your service. Mary Jane Popp, that is. Looking back in time. Welcome to, once again, the Pop Star Talk Show as we delve into my archives for another star interview to take you back in time to some very special times in our lives that, you know, still influence us after all those years. So let's go back to a different time, perhaps a bit more gentle, when we all gathered to watch Happy Days on TV. It was a 50s show, but you know what? It still rings true for friendship and family and just made us feel good. And I know my producer of Pop Star Talk, Kenneth Segura Knoll, and I still laugh at the antics that remind us of growing up and what we experienced, if you remember, folks, Potsy, better known as Anson Williams, good friend to Richie Cunningham, Ron Howard. Well, I had the opportunity to talk with Anson, and have I got some surprises that you want to hear. And Ken, this going back, wasn't it fun watching the show? And a lot of the problems that the kids ran into during those days, during the 50s, it still holds true today, doesn't it?
Yeah, and you know, growing up, you had friends, and Potsy was a character that was one of your friends. You know, yeah. one of the groups was Potsy, you know.
Potsy, yeah. And Ralph.
And Ralph.
And that was Donnie Most. And then, of course, Ron Howard, Richie, and you can't forget Henry Winkler, Fonzie, you know. It's amazing. But, you know, I know we're talking to Anson Williams, but did you know that the name Anson Williams wasn't his whole name?
Hmm.
No? Didn't know that?
No.
Okay, I'll tell you why. I'm not going to tell you what the last name was because we got into it in the interview, which I thought was fascinating. I had no idea that it was Anson Williams ? So let's get in the mood for a time with Happy Days and Anson Williams who?
Monday, Wednesday, Happy Days. Thursday, Friday, Happy Days. The weekend comes, my cycle hums.
I'll remember those happy days. When you hear that theme song, you kind of get a smile on your face and your step is just a little bit higher. You know, we love this guy on Happy Days. And he's done so much more than just being on Happy Days. I got to tell you that right at the beginning. He is a TV director. He worked on programs like Melrose Place and The Secret Life of the American Teenager. But did you know that Anson Williams was also born Anson William Heimlich? Serious! His uncle being Dr. Henry Heimlich, the man behind the Heimlich maneuver for treating choking victims. But Anson has a message that he wants you to know. Have you ever thought about drowsy driving? Now, I'm holding my hand up because been there, done that a lot because I have a pretty good drive every day. Not serious, right? Wrong! Lives are lost and injuries come to many, too many. And it happens more often than drunk driving, believe it or not. Anson, what a pleasure to have you with us on the show.
Well, thank you. It's great to be on the show.
Okay. Is it your uncle or your cousin who's Heimlich?
Well, he's my second cousin, but I've called him uncle my whole life.
Oh, bless your heart. You know, I'm going to tell you this. Many moons ago, I actually interviewed him and his wife.
Oh.
Yeah. And we talked about
Jane, you interviewed Jane too.
Yes, absolutely. And they were wonderful. Talk about caring people. And that's the reason I love that you're with me today, because you are caring about people.
Yeah, well, influenced a lot by Dr. Heimlich and Jane.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, Dr. Heimlich, his whole philosophy in life was, because he passed away at 96 last December.
Oh,
but his whole philosophy in life was, we're all going to die, but we must leave something behind that's positive that doesn't.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And look what he left behind.
Yes.
He's still living through saving lives every day.
Absolutely.
Because he was on this earth, people are living every day because of the Heimlich maneuver. And he's done now the same thing. He inspired me and was very involved in stopping drowsy driving, because even he said, Anson, this will save more lives than the Heimlich maneuver.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
So talked about drowsy driving. I mean, it is, anyone listening here, I mean, it's not funny. It is catastrophic.
Oh, yeah.
In 2012, they did a study, uh-huh. and it's more now. 168 million drowsy drivers. 168
Whoa.
Million. 1 out of 5 accidents caused by it. 1 out of 5 drivers admit to falling asleep. $17 billion of damage. And so many families torn apart. I don't want to see one more picture of 3 beautiful children who are dead, and now this family have no kids. No reason for this.
Yeah.
And Dr. Heimlich came up, inspired me to find a very simple solution that will stop drowsy driving and save so many lives, so many tragedies, so many families from being torn apart.
Serious. What is it?
Well, it all started years ago. I was directing a show called Slap Maxwell with Dabney Coleman.
Mm-hmm.
And I was driving back from location, which was in the California desert, the Palmdale area.
Yeah.
And next thing I knew, I was bouncing around in the desert. I almost killed myself. I fell asleep at the wheel.
Oh, my God.
And it scared the heck out of me.
Sure.
And when I talked to Hank, Dr. Heimlich, and told him my experience, he told me to, listen, just cut up lemons, leave the lemons in your car, and if you ever feel that again, bite into it. And he explained how the lingual nerve on top of the tongue is sensitive to two strong tastes. One, sour citrus, and the other is hot pepper. Hmm. One or the other. And what happens is the minute it touches the top of the tongue, your body has an automatic reflex reaction of adrenaline. And
really?
Whoop, you're up. You're up.
No
Nothing
kidding.
In your system. It's your own body helping your body. So I did that for years. I'd have cut up lemons, never had the problem again. And a few years ago, I went into the product business about 18 years ago. So I was very familiar with how to manufacture products, get them to market, and all that. So a few years ago, we're researching, and we discover how catastrophic this drowsy driving is. So I called Dr. Heimlich, and I said, Hank, you know, instead of biting into a lemon, what if we can create the right combination of citric acid and lemon and water in a little spray? And we do spray drops. What if we just spray it on the top of the tongue?
Mm-hmm.
He said, oh, my God, that's genius. That'll work better than biting into lemons. It'll be direct contact. It'll be an instant reflex reaction.
Okay.
So we spent 2 years, and we developed Alert Drops.
Alert
and Alert Drops is exactly that. It's a lemon in a drop spray. You start feeling drowsy, one little hit on your tongue, bam, you're up, you're alert, and you're not going to kill yourself.
No kidding.
It will save so many lives.
Where is it available?
It's available at alertdrops.com.
Okay.
So at alertdrops.com, and also on the site, it has all the science behind it, you know, why it works, has doctor approvals, all the history of Dr. Heimlich. You'll learn all the information about it, and you'll also be able to purchase it.
It's so wonderful. I don't know anyone who has not been there. And I like I said, I drive about 40 miles, so it's about 40 minutes, up and down, because I live in Sacramento. And I can't tell you how many times, you know, your head bobs, and it scares you to death, because, you know, it's not only you, you could take somebody else out with you.
Oh, well, but see, that's the thing that just tears me apart. You see, these families just destroyed because a drowsy driver hit them.
Yep.
And here's the thing. With all the craziness going on in the world, all this
insanity,
there's good stuff we can do.
Yeah.
To me, I go, okay, where can I do something? Where can I be? Where can I pay Dr. Heimlich forward? Where can I have a purpose? This is it.
Yeah.
You know, we can stop drowsy driving. We can save lives. We can stop unnecessary tragedies so easily.
Hmm.
You know, and in fact, Dr. Heimlich, his philosophy was we're all going to pass, we're all going to die sometime.
Yeah.
It's very important to leave something behind positive that doesn't.
That's excellent.
And, you know, to this day, Heimlich maneuver, he lives through saving lives.
Oh, you
Well,
betcha.
Now, his knowledge of the body and how it works and giving me this information, he's saving even more lives. Because the last conversation I had with him was a couple of weeks before he passed, in last December.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Anson, please make sure you get these out to everybody. It will save more lives than the Heimlich maneuver.
Wow. You know, it's one of those things where you always think of the complicated ones. You know, people want to take stimulants. You know, they put the air conditioning on or they put the radio on. That doesn't help. None of that stuff. And you don't want to be taking stimulants and drugs. That's ridiculous.
Oh, no. Well, first of all, that's a whole fallacy anyway.
Yeah.
Even if you drink coffee, it takes 20 minutes to take effect.
Mm-hmm.
So you're already dead.
Yeah, you're right.
All that other stuff on the market is a bunch of junk. And even if you take pills and stuff, it takes forever to take effect. And then you're all screwed. It just doesn't make any sense. And it's not helping anything because drowsy driving is getting worse and worse and worse and worse every year. It's catastrophic.
And especially in California.
It really is. It's as major as gun control. It's as major as narcotic control. It equals all of that.
Amazing. Well, in California, let's be honest about it. We drive long distances, and it's normal.
Yep. But it's all over. I mean, truck drivers with these long drives,
Yeah.
You know. Lots of people in every state have commutes. And do you realize there's two states in the country that actually have laws against drowsy driving?
Are you serious?
And Arkansas.
Wow.
Every state of this country should have a law against drowsy driving, just like drunk driving.
Yeah.
Because not only that, it educates people with the law.
But the only problem is, how do you prove it? I mean, if they have an accident, obviously that's proven. But if you're just bobbing, your head bobs down, how is a police officer supposed to pull you over and say
that I don't know.
Oh, okay. But and in California, you know, we drive long distances and we love our cars.
Yes, we do.
And it's okay. You love your car. That's a cool thing. But don't be hurting somebody else because you like to be in your car.
Exactly.
Amazing.
Exactly. And alert jobs. It's not. Oh, now I can drive 10 hours. I got my alert job.
No.
It's for, I'm dozing. I'm dangerous. Taking these alert jobs. I'm awake. I'm alert. I'm getting off the road.
Yeah. Pull over and nap a little bit, or stop in the restaurant. And I do that sometimes if I feel that it's coming on. I'll stop and go shopping for 10 or 15 minutes someplace, and it wakes you up. You know?
Yeah. Well, now you won't have to do that. The drops will actually wake you up more than that.
I love it. Now,
in fact, it's very interesting. We're getting a testimonial from Loretta Swit. Remember her from MASH?
Yeah, she's on next week.
Oh, well, she'll talk to you about it. Her best friend's life was saved.
No kidding.
Yeah, we've already saved numerous lives just in the test group for the product.
Yeah.
Yeah, already people are living or are not maimed, not beat up.
Wow.
Because they had alert jobs with them.
I think this is fantastic. I'm going to tell you that I've been using it.
Oh yeah, it's old science. And thank goodness for Dr. Heimlich, who knows, he understands sensory connection with the body, understands the connection of tongue and brain. I mean, he's a genius at that.
Oh, yeah. Well, he was just, like we said earlier, he had a sense of caring for people. That was his whole message and his whole part of his life. I mean, that was his life mission.
Selfless. He was selfless.
Yeah.
And Jane had a lot to do with it, because Dr. Heimlich, he used to be head of the Cincinnati Jewish Hospital.
Yes.
And, Jane was a pioneer in alternative health.
Mm-hmm.
She wrote the book, What Your Doctors Don't Tell You. Mm-hmm. And she was a big, big influence on Henry.
Oh, yeah.
In terms of opening him up to alternative ways to correct things. There's a lot of things, you don't need to take some pill to wake up. You don't need to, he looks further than that. He finds natural ways to problem solve.
And it was absolutely amazing talking to him about that. But I tried to find those alert drops, and they don't exist, I don't think, anymore. Ken?
I was just looking all over the place because this drives my wife crazy when I'm driving.
Because
I'm dozing off all the time.
Ooh.
I'm going to carry a bag of lemons with me.
I was just going to say that. I'm going to cut up lemons and keep it in the car.
It goes back to, there was a time where we would leave Sacramento at midnight to make a 7 o'clock call time in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
And we'd take turns driving, and eating flower seeds. I don't know where that came from. If you eat flowers, you stay awake. We'd get there, there'd be a pile of flower seeds, you know, on the floor. Jim Myers, you know, he would just go through these flower seeds. And I remember many times sticking my head out to the point where I almost have icicles coming off my nose. So that
But it doesn't work.
You know, this is really amazing. You know, it's that I'm looking at him as Potsy, and then I'm looking at him in admiration because he's directed a lot of television.
Oh, yeah.
He hasn't done movies that much, but he's done a lot of television. And a greater admiration for him for keeping me awake.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah, it's so cool. Yeah, I mean, he's actor and director in so many things like Love American Style and Laverne and Shirley, The Love Boat, Fantasy Island. I mean, he worked on all these. It's just amazing. I wish they still had those on the market, but they don't.
And before we got this new motorhome, my wife couldn't drive it. Uh-huh. She'd go, pull over there, pull over there. Get in the back. Go take a nap.
What did you think about the last name being Heimlich? Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing.
Until I talked to him, I never saw that anyplace until I had the interview with him. We did the interview, I think, in 2017, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And it was interesting because the story behind how he even got to be Potsy, he actually was on his way to audition for a part in Happy Days. Right. And it was kind of an interesting story because Don Most, who played Ralph, of course, in Happy Days, was there. He auditioned for Potsy and he did not get the part. And then when Anson Williams showed up, all of a sudden they said, oh, well, he's just perfect for that. But they liked Don Most so much because of his talent that they created Ralph for him in Happy Days. And it's interesting whenever you see Anson and Don Most together. As a matter of fact, Don Most was best man for Anson's marriage. I mean, they're still really good buddies. And he said that Don Most was very adamant about doing things exactly the way it's supposed to be done and done right. He would take 10 takes and Anson would say, stop it. You know, one take, we're good. And this is it. But all those people stayed good friends after that. So did Ron Howard and Henry Winkler. They were all good buddies. That was like a real family show that stayed a family. You know what I mean?
I mean, I first knew about him as a director because they had the directors of the Star Trek episodes. And he was one of them. Potsy was one of them.
Huh. Yeah, he did so much. People don't know that a lot of these people go on to do other things, but still in the same business.
Oh, yeah.
You can't get it out of your blood, remember? You know, once it's in your blood, it stays there.
Well, some of the people I know in the industry say they're stuck there because they don't know how to do anything else.
That's true. I've asked some people in the air, you know, actors and actresses, you know, if you could have done something else, what would you have done? And they can't answer that. I said, we don't know. We couldn't do anything else. That's why we stayed in the business.
Right.
Yeah, that was kind of funny.
That might be why we stay in the business.
Yeah. I thought about that the other day. I was just sitting, you know, playing with my dogs, and I thought, gee, if I really didn't want to do this, what else would I have done? Now, believe me, I've got a bachelor's and I've got a master's degree. I even have hours toward a PhD. And it's like, but none of those, I would not have been happy. Let's put it that way. I would have been miserable. I maybe would have gotten a job, been able to do that, but I would have been miserable. I love what I've been doing, you know, whether I started out singing or acting or interviewing. Matter of fact, I was going to be the one that was going to be interviewed, Ken. I was singing and acting before I started doing talk shows. And all of a sudden, I guess, you know, the good Lord decided this is the direction you're going. And I'm the one who's doing the interviews with these people. So it's like, it was meant to be.
And you're doing a wonderful job.
That's very kind of you. Okay, let's check in with Anson about having challenges and tests in his life. Not only talking about drowsy driving, but he had colon cancer too.
Yep, I did.
And?
I did.
How are you doing?
Oh my God, I'm very lucky. I'm doing fantastic.
Oh, good.
And, you know, they were able to get it. If you're going to get it, they said you got the one to get.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there are different forms. I know that.
You know, it was like, yeah. But you know, it's a wake-up call when that happens. And it's really mortality space really staring at you in the face, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting, too, because I was never scared.
Really?
I almost felt like, you know, and the doctor thought I was crazy. I said, I think I needed this.
No,
he goes, what?
Really?
I said, yeah, I think I needed this. I really needed a kick in the butt. I really, really needed to have some clarity.
Why?
I don't think I was focused enough. I don't know. I just felt I wasn't on all cylinders in terms of what I should be doing.
Hmm.
You know, and I really can't define it in words. It's the feeling of like, and I'll tell you now, the clarity is phenomenal.
No kidding.
My purpose is phenomenal. It's almost like our creator gave me a gift of knowledge of what to do with my years left. You know, what's important. And it's also true. Every cliche is true.
Well, you know what?
Every corny cliche is true.
Well, it is, because I've talked to a lot of people who've had major, either cancer or heart disease or whatever. And every one of them always say, you know what? It gave me a new lease on life because I appreciate every single day.
Oh, yeah. And you start looking back and you go, what was that? Why did I make that so important?
Yeah.
That is stupid.
Yeah. We
but
all
really,
do that.
Really, oh, my God. And you know, I found it, you kind of unplug from your natural direction,
mm-hmm.
and you kind of get on society's merry-go-round.
Jeez.
And you start becoming, you know, a soundbite life, you know?
That's, you know, you're right. No, absolutely. And we narrow everything down to, like you said, little sound bites, because that's what we're used to. I mean, we're used to the internet. They'll throw little bits and pieces at us. There's nothing extended. And
no.
I think what you have now is, wait a minute, I want to look at this seriously and extend this out to what it means to not only me, but everybody else.
Oh, 100%. And it's so funny. I really believe, this might sound kind of cliche and corny, but everything, you know, I started off in a one bathroom, little house. We had no money, you know, $100 in the bank, just like everybody else back then.
Yeah.
And I walked out that door at 18 years old. I'm going to go into entertainment. Yeah, my parents said, great, get out, come back when you're sane. You know? Seriously, what are the odds? You know, what are the odds?
Oh, yeah.
Really? What are the odds of even getting a job? What are the odds of being Anson Heimlich from whatever? And you're going to, and then what are the odds to get on a show like Half a Days? And what are the odds? You have a better chance with the lottery.
Yeah.
And yet it happened, right?
Well, it was
meant
to be.
And then what are the odds I went in the product business? And I learned how to manufacture things, and I learned how to create product and make it happen. I really believe it all led up to what we're talking about today. The whole reason for it was to save lives.
Well,
the whole reason for it was to get to a position now where you're allowing me to talk and we're communicating. And right now, this program is going to save a life.
I believe it.
Someone's going to listen to this, and someone's life's going to be saved because they listened to it, because we collaborated together.
I'm holding my hand up. I'm going to, for sure. I mean, I do.
Know,
so you got one right here. Still.
Yeah.
We'll start out
with that. Yeah, but I'm just saying, I really think that, you know, it's just how destiny works. And who would have known? I have an uncle like Dr. Heimlich.
That's right.
I mean, all these pieces together made today happen.
Yeah.
And
it was meant to be, Anson. It was meant to be.
Yeah, it was meant to be. And I'll tell you, once I got out of that hospital, boy, I was on all cylinders.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they call it synergy. The bits and pieces come together, and that's synergy, and that's what happened to you. And now look what you're doing for everybody else. More than, I mean, you entertained us. That's wonderful. But this is so much more.
Oh, my gosh. It's not me. It's not me. I'm not taking credit for anything. It's my purpose. It's so many people involved besides me that made all this happen. It's a collaborative situation. And you just kind of, and it's true, synergy, destiny. It's just, who would have thought? Who would have, I mean, it's just an amazing, amazing, you know, road to go down and to see see this completion, you know?
And being Anson Williams, people will listen. And that's part of it.
Yeah, well, and I'm so thankful to have the platform.
Yes. No, absolutely. Able,
I mean, but not only the platform, and an uncle like Dr. Heimlich, and then it's destined. It is.
Now, because, didn't you just do Battle of the Network Stars on ABC?
I did.
Oh.
In fact, that was a challenge. My goal was, after getting operated on and all that,
yeah,
I said, okay, I got the offer. I'm getting in shape. I'm not going to get out. I'm not quitting. I'm going to do the show.
No kidding.
And that was a challenge to me, to get strong and be able to compete. And I did. I did it.
How'd you do? You did okay? I mean, no.
I can't tell you the result.
Well, no,
but I'll tell you this. I have a lot of comic relief in that episode.
Oh, okay.
Because, no. In fact, I did the relay race, you know?
Yeah.
And I did good. But then I had to do things I had never done before. I had never been in a kayak in my life.
Oh, my gosh.
My first kayak is on national television.
Oh,
you can imagine how funny that is.
And I'm
competing against. What happened was, there were, in that particular event, you have a partner. You do it, bring the kayak back, then the partner does it and comes back. So it's
okay.
Two people to win.
Okay.
And I'm going against Ian Ziering, who I knew very well because I directed him on 90210 a lot.
Yeah.
And now he's starring in all those Sharknados. He's a great guy, great athlete. He works out in kayak, right? It's like his third leg.
Oh, geez.
And I'm going, excuse me, I've never done this before. What the heck? So I think it's going to be a very comic, you know, a very comical time.
When's that going to air?
July 20th.
July 20th. Okay, I got to see this.
yeah, I do too.
And it's on ABC, right? ABC.
ABC, yeah.
Okay, cool.
I did the relay race. I did kayaking. I did basketball, and I did the tug of war.
You're gutsy. I mean, I'd be embarrassed to even
you know,
try.
It felt great. It felt great.
Yeah.
And I went, mm-hmm, can do, you know?
Gosh.
I just want to be an inspiration. Anyone out there who has, you know, a problem, you know, this cancer problems and all that, you can beat this. But you've got to do your due diligence.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And the one thing that gets me, you don't embrace cancer. You go, thanks for visiting, goodbye now.
Well, that's positive thinking.
Yeah, get out the door, we're done with you, thank you,
yeah.
Goodbye. You can't. It's too many people. It overwhelms them.
Yeah, they curl up.
They curl. Oh, okay. And that's all marketing. It's just bad marketing.
Yeah.
You know, get it away. I mean, stop. Don't, even the word. Just think of it as, whipped cream. I had whipped cream.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't have chance. It's like the word itself does strange things to your body chemistry.
I love that kind of thinking. I mean, that's positive thinking. That's. And I've heard so many stories. I've been doing talk shows for a very long time, Anson. And and the people that I love having on the show are ones that said, hey, look, I just did not accept that I was going to be passing on. Not time for me yet. I'm going to be out there. Same thing with failure. I hate that word. Everybody is, I failed at something. No, you didn't. You learned a lesson. Now, if you do the same thing over and over again, that's stupid. But if you learn a lesson and you move on, that's not failure. Same thing with health.
No.
It's not a failure.
Richard Branson, they talked to him, why are you successful? He said, why are you at the top of the mountain? He says, because I fell off it three times.
There you go.
He said, I had to fail to win. And I didn't fail. I learned.
There you go.
And me? Oh, my God. How many? I fell off the mountain. I can't even tell you how many times. But each time, I got another chapter of education. And now today, a wealth of knowledge. Just a wealth of knowledge.
Gosh.
A situation. If I hadn't I don't even call it failure. Challenges.
There you go.
You know, nothing. Nothing is easy. And if it's easy, it's not fun.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not. It just doesn't give you a full-bodied experience in life. It can't be easy. It's got to be hard, but that hard is fun because it's a challenge, and it just builds your character, it builds your endurance. You know, it builds a worthwhile life. It just makes you strong. You don't live a silly life. You live a productive life. You know, so
well, you know
it's a
What I have is not as dire as yours, but I have atrial fibrillation. And I remember the first time they told me I had that. I didn't know what the heck it was. And then they explained to me, you know, that it's your heart and it's not beating the right way and all this. And I'm going, whoa, wait a minute. I've got all this energy. I want to use all this energy. What are my limitations, you know? But there weren't any limitations as long as I didn't believe there were any.
Right. You know, we're like organic creatures, the body.
Yes.
We become what we think. We really do.
You're right.
And they've almost proven you can think yourself sick, think yourself well. I mean, where do you think it all comes? There's an energy out there. People define it in different ways, but we're not accidents. Everyone has a place if we don't disconnect from it.
Yeah.
And we're powerful. We're powerful.
That's right.
And we, you know, if you have the knowledge and the clarity, you can beat most anything and do most anything.
Absolutely.
And if people only realize before, we got one, you know, we got, even if we're reincarnated or whatever, you don't remember it.
No.
We got to live a full-bodied life and, you know, get off society's merry-go-round, find who you are, connect who you are, and as long as you're not, and move forward in your life.
Yeah.
Well, because you know,
that's the problem. People get these obstacles, or somebody tells you that you can't do it. Stop believing them. Believe in yourself.
That's it. But a lot of times, you know, with our upbringing, we're brainwashed into, oh, they know better.
Yeah.
Oh, they know better.
You're right.
They don't know better.
Or we always try to compare ourselves to somebody else. No, don't do that. You're a one of a kind.
That's it. Yeah, individual. But, you know, it's all those people. Yeah, but those individuals, they're the ones that change the world.
That's right. That's
right. They're the ones that,
you know, there's only one Anson Williams. There are no others. And you're your own person. You've made changes. You've gone through hell and back. I mean, that's amazing to begin with.
Mm-hmm. But I'm thankful for it.
Sure. Now, do you
I embraced it.
Do you have a family?
I have five daughters.
Five daughters? No way.
Yeah, I have one of my, she's made her own career at BuzzFeed.
No kidding.
Her name's Hannah Williams.
Okay.
And then I have four daughters at home from 19 to 10.
Oh my gosh, talk about being busy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Talk about staying humble.
They'll keep you humble, huh?
Oh my God. You know? And they're at that age where I'm, you know. I don't know anything, you know.
Well, not only that, but you're not Anson Williams to them. You're dad.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I'm dad. They could care less.
Whatever you decide to do, I mean, you're going to be an inspiration to people. And that is an amazing feat to do. And you mentioned the word energy earlier. And you're right. I mean, we are made up of energy. Even you know, after we die, I always said, I don't know what's over there. But I know there's a continuation because energy never goes away.
No. Einstein said it. He said, how can I believe in death when I look at something dead under the microscope that's alive?
There you go.
That was his. And it's true. No, obviously, something happened. It's not. No way. It's the end. And I've had way too many instances to, you know, that proves that. But
who cares?
But you got to live for today. And honestly, living in the moment is correct.
Yeah. And the thing is, who cares what's on the other side? We just know there is. Period.
Yeah.
End of story. I don't know. I always get people and they go, well, I'm afraid to die. Why? You know, when it's the time, I always said this, see how you feel about this. I said, there's a big calendar someplace up in the sky and there's a number on there. And that's when I go to the next story or whatever I have to do. But I know there's a continuation. But it's just a number. It's just a number and it's just a step over, nothing more.
Well, you know, society, you know, we're marketed into fear.
Yeah, that's right.
We're marketed into it. I mean, death's big business.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It really is.
And we have more fear in this country than any other country. A lot of other countries say, well, you know, when I go, there's something else, et cetera. In this country, it's like you try and push it off as far as possible because you don't want to die.
Right. But a lot of times they're scared to die because they're scared to live.
Yeah. Oh, you're so right. Mm-hmm. You are so, so right. Do you have a website, by the way? I'm sure you do.
Well, the website, it's alertdrops.com.
Okay. But I mean your website.
And alertdrops.com. I don't have my own website now.
You don't?
No, I'm not a big social media guy, but you know.
Yeah, but you got to do that.
I'm on Facebook. I'm there.
Hey, would you mind if I send it? Because I've got a Facebook page. I'd love to have you on my Facebook.
Yeah, and it's public, so people can come on it.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. I'd love to have you as a friend on my Facebook page, too. I want to thank you for taking the time, and would you please make one promise to me?
Yeah, sure.
Would you come back?
Absolutely. Oh, my God. Anytime.
You've been the best, and I'm going to get some of these alert drops, absolutely, and tell everybody, alertdrops.com, have it in your car.
It should be in every car in America. Also, you know, any job where you get drowsy, late night workers, medics, whatever, it's sensational for those jobs too.
Anson, thank you so much for being with us. I appreciate it, and we're going to talk again soon.
Absolutely, thank you so much.
You betcha. Well, I'll tell you, Anson Williams was something else, Ken. He's married again in 2023. This is interesting. Around 2010, he met a memoirist, which I'm not sure what that is, but she was also a real estate broker, Sharon Meharry, when she sold him his house in Ojai, California. And he helped her regain the ability to walk because she was recovering from a serious back injury. And she was also mourning the loss of her husband that she was married to for like 35 years to cancer. And just the synergy of those two people was amazing. He characterized saying the first few months of the relationship was healing. And then his now wife commented that the relationship first healed a body, then a heart. And in 2023, May 6th, I believe, the couple married in the backyard of the house that she sold them in what they called a very untraditional ceremony. It had to be during the pandemic, too. And Williams' Happy Days co-star, Donnie Most, served as the best man, which, is that, you know, family. Once they got together on Happy Days, it was forever. It was going to be, they were going to be like family. And it's just amazing. At 73, they got married. Well, Williams was 73. And he said, at this age, to be able to find that kind of full connection for the first time, and what that means, it's a miracle. I would trade my stardom, notoriety, all that baloney for Sharon in a minute. There's no age limit on being loved. There's no age limit on living life fully. Very good philosophy, don't you think, Ken?
Yeah, that's amazing. And he's still directing. Mm-hmm. On IMDb, he has a project that he's doing. But the colon, you know, story, my wife said we had to go have the colon test, and we both went, and she did had hers, and then she said, well, I got to come back in 5 years. And then a couple of weeks, I went in, and I had mine, and I came out, and she said, so how did it go? I said, the doctor said, I don't have to come back for 10 years. She says, what? I says, yeah. He says, I'm a perfect asshole.
You know what? He was right. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding, Ken.
That was her answer.
Yeah. I love it. Well, Ken, as always, we have fun listening to some of these interviews. I'm surprised at some of the things that I might have asked and some of the areas that we got into.
When did you do this interview?
2017.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's been 8 years. But he's still going. You know, he's now, 75, going on 76, I guess. So anyway, that's the way it is. Yeah, I love looking back, but you and I always still looking forward, too. That's what we have to continue doing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why we're doing this. You know,
you betcha.
People looked forward and, you know, look how long they lived.
How long they lived, and that they really gave us hope, you know? We need hope now more than ever before. And I think some of these interviews will prove that we can all make it through whatever we have to face. Okay. So that's another one for the entertainment history books. And what a time to remember. Anson Williams is still with us. And it might be fun to let him hear this interview and maybe update what he's up to these days. Ken, as always, a pleasure sharing the mic with you and your insights into the past. A past that, you know, it's not all that different from today, ironically. So, folks, I look forward to our next time together on Pop Star Talk. Till then, live simply, laugh often, love deeply, and always dare to dream. It's that hope.
Produced by Autovita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.